are regarded as contracts, and those are binding on the borrower and the lender. So practitioners do want to consider whether a modification agreement has to be in writing to satisfy the statute of frauds or the Texas statute. So let's take a look first at Texas Business Code Section 26.02. This section basically states that any promise, promissory note, agreement, undertaking, security agreement, deed of trust, or other documents or commitments or any combination of these documents must be in writing where the financial institution makes a financial accommodation that is in the amount in excess of $50,000. So for those agreements to be enforceable, they have to be in writing and they have to be signed by the parties to be bound or the party's representative to be enforceable. Now, the Texas courts and also the courts in the Federal Circuit, the Fifth Circuit, have held that any subsequent modification to a loan term under this section must also be in writing. So if the original loan agreement and loan documents qualify under this section, then any modification would need to be in writing under this section as well. Now, home equity loans, which we're going to talk about in a minute on homesteads and modifications to home equity loans, also have to be in writing under this section if they're more than $50,000 in value. Now, some oral modifications of loan agreements do not need to be in writing if they do not materially alter the obligations imposed by that original loan agreement. So for these types of loans, the Texas Supreme Court set forth a standard for acceptable oral modifications in Garcia v. Cram. Now, in this case, the court held that an oral modification did not violate the statute of frauds because it did not constitute a change in the character or the value of the consideration originally contracted for. And the subject matter of the contract had not changed, only the method of performing it. However, more modifications are not enforceable, unless they're in writing when that modification does encompass a matter that is required to be in writing under the statute of frauds. Now, Texas courts have taken this initial Supreme Court case further, and they have held that material modifications to original loan agreements must be in writing when they modify the following loan terms. So the percentage of interest to be paid, the amount of installments, security rights, the terms of remaining balance of the loan, the amount of monthly payments, the date of first payment, and amounts to be paid monthly for taxes and insurance. So these types of modifications to loan terms must be in writing. Now, for the purposes of title insurance, if you're advising a lender or if you are with a lender and you're looking for the T38 endorsement, which we're also going to talk about a little bit later, then the title company is going to want to see the modification agreement and they are going to want to see, obviously, it in written form. So let's talk now about modifications to Texas home equity loans. This is really interesting because modifying Texas home equity loans is a little bit more complicated than other types of loans. And practitioners are going to want to consider if a modification of a home equity loan meets the requirements of Article 16, Section 50A6 of the Texas Constitution. Now, it's interesting, the Texas Constitution does not specifically address whether a home equity loan made pursuant to this section can be modified. So Section 50C of this article says that only mortgages, trusts, deeds of trust on homestead shall be valid only if it secures a debt or extension of credit described in this section. Section 50A6 states that home equity deeds of trust must disclose an extension of credit and that that extension of credit be the type that's required by that section of the Constitution. So there's a lot of uncertainty there, right, about whether a loan modification would qualify as a new loan under this section or whether the modification is allowed. So Texas financial agencies and the Texas Supreme Court have stepped in to provide lenders with more certainty regarding home equity modification. So we're going to walk through this so that practitioners who are either on the lending side of the business or who are advising lenders can sort of walk through this analysis when you're advising with regard to home equity loans. So first, the Texas Finance Commission and the Texas Credit Union Commission are authorized by the Texas Constitution and statute to interpret the regulations for home equity loans.